Stopcast is an explicit rated podcast that will contain foul language, sexual references, and poorly timed jokes. The Stopcast crew is not responsible for missing farm animals or recurring charges from your therapist.
Stopcast.
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 Jay.
Mike.
Pac-Man.
Stopcast Podcast. To hear a show. God.
God. Hello and welcome to the Stopcast Podcast. This is episode number 305.
It is November 20th, 2016. And hey. We have a month until fucking Christmas.
You're right. We do. A month and 5 days.
5 days.
It's coming
but
up
only
on
four.
Us.
Only four more.
Yeah.
Till Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It is almost Thanksgiving.
I was not expecting that.
Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Jay. With me, of course, is Mike.
Hey.
And the Pac-Man's not here. So he'll be here hopefully in a couple weeks. He's doing his
that is his fail jokes out from now on.
He's doing his thing, his training thing. So he's got to get up super early in the morning to drive. But yeah, stopcast.net is our website. Stopcast@gmail.com. If you want to send us an email, and yeah, we want to also mention our sponsors at EngineENGIN.com.
Engine, make the guild go.
If you want to check out an engine site, go to wowEternal.engine.com. Go there and sign up and register and say hi to us through the guild website.
There.
And if you're interested in checking out our guild or raiding with us, we're on Antonitis, we're an alliance, and we have a raid team that we run two nights a week.
Tuesdays and Thursdays,
9 central to midnight-ish.
And, late.
Yeah.
But it's great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, we have a good time.
Hey, We need some bodies.
Yeah, we do, and that's kind of why I'm throwing it out there, is we kind of need some. We need some people. What do we need specifically?
I would really love to see a hunter. We have a couple of guys right now. One of them is about to have twins before too long. Mm-hmm. Him and his wife are expecting. So he's probably not going to be doing too much raiding after the babies come.
Yeah, he'll be busy.
Our other hunter has succumbed to the sickness occasionally. Oh. And also has to get up very early, so his schedule is kind of sketchy. So we have room for one of those. A warlock would be fucking awesome. J1, I'm specifically looking at you, you lazy fucker. But yeah, we would love to have a warlock. A demon hunter. How cool would it be to have demon hunter in the raid team? Yes, unbelievable, I know, but we do not fucking have one.
I know. I thought they'd be everywhere. I thought we had like 6 of them in our raid team, but we haven't seen one.
Yeah. And a resto druid would be really cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just to add to the healer core.
Right.
If we're adding bodies, we need to add a healer. So, yeah. Resto druid or a mistweaver.
Yeah.
Would also be cool. Yeah,
that'd be good.
One of those two. Yeah. Be very cool.
Yeah. Or, shit, if anybody, if you got some other class that we already have, well, we'd probably take you.
A mage, a good mage.
If you're any good.
Take anybody. If you can pull 200k plus DPS, I don't even give a shit if you stand in fire. I will heal you. Yeah. It will keep you alive so that you can be sustainable on those meters.
Right.
Just know how to do your fucking rotation.
Yeah.
And we'll kill shit together. Make beautiful music.
Mm-hmm.
We'll fuck bosses so hard they'll have babies for another expansion.
And if your horde packs guild, Wake of Apathy is on Bleeding Hollow. And I don't know if I don't think that they're really recruiting heavy or anything.
As far as I know, PAX says no.
I think they're sitting pretty good, but
recruiting for the raid team, he doesn't really want the extra. But if you're horde, you want a good guild, Wake of Apathy, go hang out. Bill up. Hit Pack up. Hit Stiffy up.
Yeah.
Hit one of those motherfuckers up. Look them up.
Yeah. I mean, if you're listening to the show and you like this show even just a little bit, that's the kind of people we are. And if you're looking for a place to hang out and WoW, then come hang out with us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Be a good time. Anyway, what else have we got? You did Happy Thanksgiving, right? Talk a little bit more about that later.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about what we did.
What?
What did you do this week?
So last week, more rating stuff. We'll talk about rating. We did some normal, right? Tuesday?
Yeah, we did. We went ahead and we decided after our Trial of Valor run that we needed to check some shit out a little bit. So I wanted to kind of get everybody going in the group on normal on Tuesday and then hit the Warcraft logs and grade everybody on their performance.
Right. Something we were all comfortable with. We all knew how to do. We all knew it wasn't too hard.
And this is not a bad suggestion. This is something I've done in the past. If you're a raid leader and you're struggling with your guild in one aspect or another with your team,
mm-hmm.
go to the logs and pour over them a little bit and then get these people that are having trouble, get them in there, get them looking at stuff, show them how to compare.
Yeah.
That kind of shit. So you can find out what they're doing wrong and how to fix it. So that's essentially what the goal was, to see who was on par. And the best way to do that is to go do content that you already know how to do.
Yep.
If you already know how to do that stuff, you're going to be comfortable. You're going to be able to react properly. You're not going to have to worry about what do I do in this situation, so I can get accurate data.
Yeah.
To make a good estimation on someone's ability.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I mean, if you're not using Warcraft logs or you haven't checked it out, definitely go check it out. And when you first go in there to look at stuff, it can be really intimidating. Like, there's a lot of data in there. But, you know, give it some time and kind of click over some of the buttons and check out some of the damage stuff and the healing stuff. And it breaks everything down really, really well. And there's a lot of mouse over stuff that provides information. And if you have any problems or questions, let us know. We've been doing the logs for a long time. And that's a long time. I mean, that's one of the things that we do. Like, every night after raid, we'll review logs and we'll look at who's doing what, and you can compare them to other people in the same eye level class and all the different parses it pulls down from all the different rating groups. And, it's a really good tool for comparing people and seeing what they might be doing wrong, what they might not be casting, what kind of cooldowns they might be missing, stuff like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten some really good tips out of there for myself, you know, just for healing and stuff. I've pulled some really good tips out of things that I didn't really think of, you know. Like on,
I like logs so much I made it my profession.
No, you didn't. It was your profession before then. But like one example, like I was looking at logs and on Ursoc, I noticed a couple other priests hitting their Divine Hymn right after that first charge.
Mm-hmm.
Because by the time you get around to the later stages, when there's a lot more, you know, when you need it, it's ready. So mm-hmm. And that's something I didn't really think about. You know, hitting Divine Hymn usually is like an oh shit type thing, or you know, like later on in the fight when you're getting a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm.
But hitting it right after the first charge brings everybody right back up right away, saves other healers' mana. So, you know, just little stuff like that you can pick up on that you can improve your game with.
Amen.
Yeah.
Pastor Bob.
Pastor Bob.
short story, Giggs is playing a shadow priest now named Pastor Bait.
Yeah.
And I keep calling him Pastor Bob.
Right, because you're mixing him and Wicked Bob.
And Wicked Bob, yeah. Pastor Bob. Bob.
Wicked Bob.
Fuck.
Wicked Bait.
Wicked Bait. Ah, fuck.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Gosh.
Go check out Logs. Thursday. What did we do Thursday?
Thursday, we did Heroic Emerald Nightmare.
Yeah.
And we were able to get down the Dragons of Nightmare.
Right. Have we got them before or no?
No, that was the first for us.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so that was pretty exciting. And one of the cool things was I figured out a way to game that a little bit with having three healers.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did we decide? The brambles, the root thing, right? So there's a dispellable debuff. This sounds stupid. This dispellable thing that goes on, it's like a root.
Yeah.
And you got to dispel it so that you can move out of the spot that you got rooted to, and otherwise it blows up after a short period.
Right.
And it will fucking kill you on heroic if you're, you know, not using some sort of external. So what we decided to do was take and put your holy priest and our shaman, our resto shaman, on one side with a bunch of the guys who didn't have a complete mitigation cooldown.
Right.
So I put two paladins on my side, the DPS paladins, Giggs with his dispersion, and I want to say there was a mage for ice block.
Yep.
On my side, and doing that was able to, rather than, you know, I could cleanse one of the people when it was on my side to have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I could cleanse one person, and then they could use a cooldown, one of the other guys.
Right.
Or I could bubble myself and then use the cleanse on somebody else. So I was able to figure that out to do that. And it did work.
Yep.
So, but that's a lot of fucking healing for one tired-ass paladin at the end of that fight. Jesus.
Yeah, it is.
I was fucking after like 2 minutes.
I know.
There's so much damage rolling around. And then I was rolling my wings, and then after my wings, I would throw my devotioner out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was getting hot over there. Yeah. So, but I think for the next time I go to roll my devotional on that fight, if we do that again, I'm not going to run Aura of Mercy. I'm going to run Aura of Devotion.
I don't know what that means.
One is 100% increase to healing done.
Okay.
And one is like a 30% damage reduction.
Oh.
So, Aura of Mercy is the passive healing that kind of does a little ticking healing as somebody's standing close to me, and then when I hit Devotion Aura, or hit Aura Mastery, Devotion Aura. When I hit Aura Mastery, then it increases healing done by 100% by everybody. So that's why it's such a cool cooldown to stack.
Man.
If I hit that while you're hemming and Wicked Bob has his healing tied totem down, it's like everybody full health all the time because increased healing by 100%. It's crazy.
What's the range on that?
All.
Oh, really?
All the range. I think it's 40.
Okay.
So we get plenty of room to work.
Yeah.
Cool. So that was a fun fight. We got that down. It was pretty chaotic. I hadn't felt stretched as a healer like that in quite a while, so it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I think I was going to try to hit up Karazhan, but we had to have an officer meeting.
Yeah.
And talk about what we wanted to do for this week. So we sat down in officer chat with a few of the guys and talked about what we were going to do.
Right.
So
went over some logs,
decided that we have to change our loot policy just a little bit.
Yeah.
For, there's been some early leavers,
mm-hmm.
which technically isn't a problem. We don't have, since it's flex raid, we don't have a problem with that. We just really want to be able to have some sort of benefit for staying later in the night.
Yeah.
You know, stay for the whole raid rather than just quitting when we start to, you know, go on wipe 8 on a new progression boss for the night or something like that.
Yeah. So I mean, or if somebody's got to go to bed early or whatever, that's fine.
Totally.
But we want to kind of give a little bit of extra reward for the people that are sticking it out there, too.
Right. Make it fair. Shit. Did we do anything else this week in WoW? No, we didn't.
Not really.
So, yeah, it's another week with Dragon's Nightmare down. I think if we try Ilgenoth in a couple weeks, we'll be in good shape. I think we'll be able to get that pretty easy.
Yeah. People are still moving up on their AP and getting their weapons further up and stuff too. So people are still progressing with their gear, you know, in the off nights anyway.
Yes, after they've switched tunes or switched specs, you know, yeah. We didn't have like 2 months at the end of the last expansion to really try and see if we were gonna like a spec or not. Yeah. Granted, there was no artifact weapon, so it's kind of different.
Yeah. Guilty. But mine totally switched. I don't know. Disc totally
Yours
switched.
Did. Yeah.
But
from the testing we did with Discipline, it was way fucking different.
Yeah, it was.
Way fucking different than with your artifact than without.
Right.
Craziness. Yeah, so what else did you do this week? Anything special? Did you go to Bentleyville?
No, not yet. We'll probably go down there pretty soon, I would imagine. Sometime in December.
You don't know what Bentleyville is, just Google it.
Yeah, it's a huge light display thing here in town.
Yeah.
That they do every year. It's pretty cool. They take over a pretty big area, and lots of lights, lots of displays and stuff like that. The kids love it. But I hung some Christmas lights today.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you want to?
Not really. No, there was probably about 6 other things I could have been doing.
Yeah.
But had to get done. Figured it was still warm enough out and all that. Uh-huh. So. And I went the easy route on putting lights on the house. We just got a couple of those projectors. Stuck those in the ground. Now the house has got lights on it.
That's right. We bought one of those, and then the dog ate it. You've seen Cedar with the flashlight, right?
Yeah.
Imagine her with one of those like Starfall things where the green and yellow lights sort of just trick. Yeah. She picked it up and ran around the yard with it and ripped the cord out and chewed the fucker up.
Yeah.
Fucking goofy ass dog. This is why we can't have nice things.
Right? Fucking dogs. Yeah. Yeah.
Love that dog.
Yeah. Other than that, you know, not much. How much else? You got anything else? Really? No. Nothing? Good?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, I did some stuff.
What?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Well, I played a bunch of Overwatch.
Yeah?
So Overwatch was free this weekend for anybody on PC, Xbox, or PlayStation.
Okay.
So...
A bunch of noobs around.
Oh, fuck yeah, bud. I mean, I had some awesome, like, fucking... team kills that were like solo played, you know, like I come storming in, you know, that I don't remember what map it is, but it's kind of snow covered and you just run around these buildings and all of a sudden there's this one pagoda that's got an opening on either side and then everybody comes inside that little area to capture the point.
Yeah.
And you kind of fight back and forth for control of the point.
Right, right.
And I was playing Reinhardt. And it wasn't a team kill because I only got 3 of them, but I ran in there and fucking smoked 3 people with a fucking earth shatter and then
knock them down and then smash them.
The flame thing killed 2 people after the earth shatter, and then I clubbed the other guy to death before he even got up. But the other 3 people ran away.
Yeah.
And then we took that point. But God, it was just. There's a couple of guys I got up against who were lower level, but they were like fucking freaks how good they were. Oh, so I don't know if they had gotten banned at one point and just made a new account or
sure.
You know what the fuck, but they were like, yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys who play first person shooters and they're fucking good at it.
Yeah.
But this was like some next level shit. Like I got sniped fucking hard by a couple guys. Yeah.
Huh.
It was fucking ridiculous. So, you know, watching those play of the games, you know, me getting almost level 100, almost to the first star prestige, getting wrecked by fucking level 11. But I mean, when you're getting sniped, it's not like you can do a fucking lot about it. It's just snipe is just a good shot.
Yeah.
And most of the time watching the replay, it was just, you know, like you got Widowmaker.
Yeah.
Puts that thing up where she's got the thermal where people are running. So they just put the dot where somebody's going to be running. You can see them coming around the corner. I'm like, oh, here I come.
Right.
Boom, right in the head. Oh, yeah, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Or if I had just jumped right at the right time, they would have hit me in the chest and it wouldn't have killed me right away.
Yeah.
But yeah, Torbjorn. Yeah. I played the shit out of Torbjorn for a while.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck. I must have left the, like, six matches in a row with 20-plus kills.
Wow.
Fuck. It's just a turnstile of corpses coming in. It was pretty fun, so it was pretty hard to quit doing that. But, yeah, I got a new addiction with my phone, too.
Uh-oh.
I picked up Civilization 2.
Okay.
I mean, have you ever played Civ? You've played Civ. Everybody's played Civ.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Fuck, is it fun?
A little bit.
It's just, yeah. My shits are taking forever anymore because I'm in there. Yeah. Oh, good world domination.
Yeah. No, that's... I was big into the Age of Empires ones during the Civ came out.
Yeah.
But I did
kind of the same
bit.
Principle, right?
Yeah, a lot of the same.
So I think there might even be that out there. I think Age of Empires might be playable.
Oh, yeah.
If it is, I'll check it. But anyways, I've been playing that.
Yeah? That's on mobile?
Yeah. And, shit, what else did I do? Anything fun? No, I'm good.
Got it. All right, cool. All right, we got a little bit of news to talk about, so we'll kick into that here.
Here's some news that really sucks. Probably about some Warcraft stuff. No one even gives a fuck. Warcraft news.
So in the news, we heard about this AP exploit that happened, which I'm sure a lot of people heard about. But we talked about it a little bit last week in Guild and kind of had a good laugh about it. And early on, I know that one person said, "Oh, they're not gonna rescind all the AP that they farmed or whatever that they exploited." Right. Well, they are. I think I read that they are now.
Apparently there was some exploit where in Suramar, what was going on was, I think it was Suramar. I mean, I shouldn't even say this, but I'm going to anyways. So you could do a world quest and complete it, log back out, and then log back in and complete it again.
Right.
And go over and over. It was just recycling. There's something buggy about it, so... There's guys who were just doing this over and over and over and over and over and over again, farming the AP from these things and getting like a million fucking artifact power, capping out their weapon.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're like, originally it was, let's give these guys a 1 to 2 day ban. You know, it's not their fault that this is an exploit. So it's pissed some people off.
Right.
But this is just a tiny ban because let's face it, the artifact is the thing, this expansion.
Yeah.
So now they're going to take them away, like you said.
Yeah, which is, that's only fair.
We'll be removing the AP earned from those who excessively abuse this exploit, which is directly from Warcraft devs on Twitter.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see how that plays. I mean, you got progression rating teams that lost entire teams to a 2-day ban.
Yeah.
Because they did this fucking bug.
Right.
And farmed their artifact power and capped it out. So, you know, way to go, cheaters.
Yeah.
Jesus. And it's so stupid because one person knows about it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, everybody's logging in. Suddenly, you all of a sudden see this ramp up of zone commitment from players and in activity with login servers. Over and over and over again, people logging out, logging back in. So, I mean, fuck. It's crazy. So I can't even imagine how many alts that people had.
Oh, yeah.
That they're like, fuck, I got to get this tune's artifact power maxed out. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Ugh. I mean, even if you don't have your artifact knowledge built up, this would have been a fucking easy way to get your artifact maxed out. Crazy. Mm-hmm. So, it doesn't pay.
No, and you can't use the excuse of, oh, well, it's a game flaw bug that, you know, it's their fault that, you know, it's not, you know, it's not our fault that they made a screw up in the game. Well, they can pretty much do whatever they want, so don't expect them to not fuck you over if you're cheating. You know,
yeah, not everybody gets a trophy. That's right. Game.
Yeah.
So here you go. There's our news. Fuck everything else. Oh, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a legendary, go out and do content that's
yes,
handing out a legendary.
Yes, I didn't know this.
Anything that requires a group.
Yeah, any kind of, you know, Mythics, Mythics Plus, rating, stuff like that. The more shit you do like that, the more likely you are to get legendaries.
Yep. It's not just a weird thing. Emissary missions. That's the only other way, really.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
Yep.
It's they have laid out a huge, I don't want to say huge, but a very long, drawn-out, multi-paragraph description of how this actually works.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why this is a complicated thing, why people are confused by this.
So. Yeah, well.
Don't stand around. Go get legendaries.
Right.
How you get it. All right, that's the news.
Yes, and here's the mail.
Mail, motherfucker!
First email we got was from Ouija, who happens to be in the chat room. He says, hi, guys. What's pimpin'? Haven't emailed in a while, but I've been out there lurking, listening to the shows. I've been out a while for a while, and I was just wondering about a certain character, and his name is Vol'jin. Last I played, he became the Chosen as the war chief for the Horde, and I saw a cinematic where he died? What the fuck? Mm. Do you think he got the recognition he deserved in WoW? Was he more of a spot filler? Are trolls just hated by the devs? I mean, where was the love? There's no trolls in Heroes of the Storm yet. Still a great show, even with Pack.
Aw, he's not even here to laugh.
See ya. Plus, P.S. I became a part-time Uber driver a couple weeks ago to make spare money for Christmas. Is Uber in your areas at all? I've had a few crazies, maybe a couple stories for another time. See ya. Ouija.
Vol'jin.
Yes.
I'm not going to say one thing or another about his untimely demise.
Okay.
Other than they are writing a bunch more story for him. So it's not the last you'll see of Vol'jin. It's not the end of Vol'jin.
Yeah.
There's more to come. I think the Loa has something for him.
Nice.
Take a little bit of troll speak.
Yeah.
So at least that's what we're hearing. There's whispers, there's rumors. I don't know if there's actual fact behind it yet, but the rumor has it that Vol'jin will make another appearance in this expansion.
Yeah.
In one form or another in the story. So, do I think he's a filler character? I refuse to answer that.
Okay.
Just a spot for transition for the story? No, I don't. I don't know. I always thought he was a bad choice to begin with, but
yeah.
I mean, you know, who the fuck knows? Right. I think Sylvanas might have been the worst fucking idea ever.
Think so? Yeah,
we'll see. Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, as far as like story goes. Like all the batshit crazy shit she's done.
Yeah.
I always said Bane was a better choice than Sylvanas.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, correct me if I'm wrong out there. Maybe there's some Sylvanas faithfuls out there that are like, you're nuts. She's the best war chief ever.
Yeah. I don't know about the best war chief ever, but she's one of my favorite characters. But
she gives me a boner.
It's just me personally because she gives me a boner.
It gives you a boner.
Right. Her flesh is all dead. You can fuck her titties off.
You can fuck right through them.
Fuck her through them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Down dead, fuck pinata. Show title.
Okay. I don't know about that. I'm going to get kicked off iTunes again.
There's got to be worse stuff out there than that. But sex pinata, we'd definitely get kicked off of that.
Yeah. Yes, we would.
All right, one more email.
Well, he was asking about Uber, too.
Oh, no, I have no idea. Never used one, not around here.
It's not around there, no. It's I think it's around here where I'm at, but I haven't used one. We're not that big of a metropolis where I don't drive everywhere, so.
And metropolis.
Yeah, it's not that big of a city here, but we do have it. I just haven't used it. I'd be interested to know some more of those Uber stories, though, if anybody else has Uber stories, if they're Uber drivers. And also, how much do you make on that, I wonder? You know, is it like standard taxi fare type shit? A couple bucks or something?
Shit.
I mean, what kind of stuff would you...
I think I just lost Jay.
No, I'm here. Uh-oh. I'm here. You're not here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
You're there.
What?
You're there. You're good.
I'm here. I can still hear you.
Weird.
A little drop for you?
For like fucking like 30 seconds. It felt like an eternity. We were apart for so long.
No, but I'd be interested to hear more about if anybody has Uber stories, you know, how much they charge and how much they make on it and what kind of crazy shit happens.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's something I know nothing about. But next email was one that you a response from your Twitter. Yeah?
Yeah, on Twitter today I put out there, just said, Thanksgiving's coming, what are you thankful for?
Right.
And Gnarly responded, and he said, this Thanksgiving I'm thankful for internet friendships. They are better than most real friendships. What are you saying? We're not real friends anymore? A healthy family and cancer-destroying treatments. My dad is clear. Have a good one, fellas. I don't know what that is. Mishwarang. Mishwarang.
That's backwards speak for Jim Gnarly.
Oh.
Mishwarang. Right.
Someday soon we'll go get some more cheese.
Right. Get some cheese curds.
It's awesome, dude. Your dad is cancer clear. Yeah. That's terrific. That's cool. Something to be thankful for.
For sure. That's a big one.
Definitely. Yeah. A big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Weegee said he makes about $400 a week part time, a couple hours after work. Holy shit.
$400. So, why didn't he put the dollar sign behind the 400?
I don't know. Is he Canadian?
Maybe that's really like 4 cents. $0 and 4 cents. It's just backwards.
Oh, is that Uber speak or something? I don't get that. Maybe it's only like $4.
Maybe it's how you're supposed to read it. $400 signs.
That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Because the dollar sign goes in the front.
Right, but still... You say them. Never mind.
Maybe it's 400s. With the S at the end of the line through it.
Anyway. Oh, anyway, that's all we have.
Sorry.
This is the end of the show, I think.
This is the end of the show. This is the part where we say goodbye.
Yeah, you got anything else you want to talk about? Really?
I can't think of anything.
We just said you drove a blind man around the other night, completely blind. How did he know that you weren't just drop him off somewhere random?
This wasn't Freya.
That's terrible.
Freya's only blind in one eye. 90% in the oven. Holy shit.
He still does better DPS than Taj.
That's the cruelest reality there could be.
You've been listening to the Stopcast podcast. You can find us at stopcast.net or listen to us on iTunes or Stitcher. Email the show at stopcast@gmail.com or call us at 209-845-7867. Follow us on Twitter at @J_Stopcast, @Mike_Stopcast, and @PacmanPVP. Catch us live every Sunday night at 10 CST. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed the show.